And thank you for coming this morning. I'd like to call John Von Dusser to open the proceedings. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. May I begin by acknowledging that we are meeting on the traditional country of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. And then may I again formally welcome you here today to the launch of the Same Sex, Same Entitlements Inquiry. Herriot thinks this is a very important inquiry, and it seems to be one that we are launching at a very appropriate time given recent discussions that have been going on in the press. Today marks the beginning of a process that seeks to bring about the elimination of discrimination against same-sex couples in Australia in accessing financial entitlements and benefits. These are benefits that heterosexual couples take for granted in a democracy such as ours. The right to non-discrimination and the right to equality before the law are two of the most fundamental principles of human rights law. Yet there are a raft of Australian laws on the books that specifically deny rights to gay and lesbian couples that are available to heterosexual couples. It's quite incredible that in this day and age, Australia has laws which include a definition of partner that explicitly states that a person must be of the opposite sex to be entitled to basic financial benefits like tax concessions, workers' compensation payments for dependents, Medicare safety net, veterans' entitlements, superannuation, and the list goes on. We have identified a number of areas in the background paper that's available today, but we have little doubt that the list is much more extensive. Under these laws, it is irrelevant that a person can prove a long-standing bona fide relationship. Two men or two women who have been living in long-term loving relationships are automatically disqualified from basic entitlements that others in the community who are in a heterosexual relationship enjoy. In the late 19th century, Oscar Wilde was jailed for what he called the love that dare not speak its name. Thankfully, such draconian measures are no longer used. However, one of our speakers, Rodney Croom, today, may beg to differ about how draconian Australia's laws still are when it comes to gay and lesbian rights, and will no doubt tell you about the long journey to the relatively recent decriminalisation of homosexuality in Tasmania. There are a myriad of Australian laws which only recognise heterosexual relationships as bona fide relationships for legal purposes. This simply does not reflect reality, and it never did. And it's now time to highlight those areas of inequality and then to do something about them. It is clear to the Commission that recognition of same-sex relationships is an enormously important issue for the gay and lesbian community. The subject of marriage and civil unions has certainly been the subject of much public discussion over recent years and more so in recent days. This is one of the reasons that we are delighted to have the opportunity to work with the New South Wales Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, which is currently undertaking consultations on the issue of relationship recognition. Laurie Berg will tell us more about that process in a few moments. But there's been less public attention on all those other laws, Commonwealth, State and Territory, that fail to recognise the legitimacy of same-sex relationships. Identifying and addressing those laws that prevent gay and lesbian couples from managing their affairs in the same way that straight couples do is a fundamental piece of a large and complex puzzle of ensuring full equality before the law for all Australians.